I haven't seen the rewritten Boomeritis in novel form.
Yeah.
But aren't you afraid that by putting something out that's likely to antagonize people, rightly or wrongly, that you end up jeopardizing your larger purpose?
Well, certainly, if all it does is antagonize people with and doesn't mobilize or offer any way out. So, who did you, in terms of antagonizing people, were you thinking of the postmodernists or something?
Well, I'm thinking about. I mean, I haven't seen it.
The Boomeritis.
But when I read Boomeritis, the draft,
right.
You know, it was clear that some people were going to get ticked off at you.
Right.
And if academia is also meld with the people who will get ticked off, and what you're trying to do is work your way into academia, this would seem to be a little bit of maybe self-sabotage.
Yes. If that's all it did, I would agree. That's quite right. What the main target of criticism of Boomeritis is the extreme postmodernists. And this is a version of basically the green meme taken to extremes, what I call the mean green meme. It's the pathological version of healthy green. Healthy green has done an enormous number of positive things. It brought in civil rights, it brought in feminism, it brought in environmental reform. These, every meme, every stage, every level has something very, very important to contribute. And green had all of these fantastic contributions for 30 years. Like every stage, level, or meme, it also has its downside. And the downside expresses itself in this extreme deconstructive postmodernism. And for 30 years, that deconstructive postmodernism has dominated academia. It's absolutely been the dominant voice in all forms of academia, with the sole exception of hard physical sciences that didn't give a shit about postmodernists in one way or another. But the postmodernists claimed that science was completely patriarchal, oppressive, and so on. Boomeritis is a but now in academia, people are sick and tired of extreme postmodernism. It's run its course. Everybody is sick of it. Nobody knows what to do. Boomeritis was time to aim specifically and address that one issue, which is, here's a critique of extreme postmodernism that shows how it got started, shows the damage that it caused, and shows a way out. And it's meant specifically, I would not have written this book 20 years ago because the green meme had not run its course. All I would have gotten was nothing but vilified for doing it. But there's so many people that see the truth of the general criticism that they agree with me. And I sent it out to 50 people, including, frankly, half the people that I was criticizing. Mm-hmm. And I expected to get an onslaught of angry stuff. Of the 50 people I sent it out to, 48 wrote back that they agreed with every single thing I'd said. And I was actually shocked because I thought, oh, I must have done, you know, they can't have read the book. I'll wait a minute. And the two people that disagreed with it were not the people that were attacked. They had trouble with it for some other reasons. People see it. They see the argument. They go, you know what? It's right. We've got to stop this. It's time to move on. And it gives them a way out. It's a very positive statement, unlike what postmodernism itself did, which is deconstruct everything and put nothing in its place. This deconstructs deconstruction by offering a positive integral approach. You can actually go out and start applying this approach and produce real research, real effects that can change business, change education, change medicine, and so on. So it's a very positive book in that sense.
And it'll be out in the fall?
Be out about this time next year.
Oh, great.